This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Movie lovers may remember the 1973 Bruce Lee hit Enter the Dragon as a groundbreaking mix of martial arts and Hollywood magic. Now with a new album called Escape from Dragon House, the musical group Dengue Fever is trying to replicate the successful mix of pop culture from the East and the West. Music critic Sarah Bardeen has this review.
Dengue Fever doesn't play world music as such. It's more like maraca-shaking, go-go boot-wearing 60s rock. It's the ultimate tribute from a bunch of besotted American indie rockers and a Cambodian singer to the weird and wonderful world of Cambodian pop. It's a joyfully weird hybrid. Dengue Fever vocalist Chom Namol has, quite simply, one of the most effervescent voices I've ever heard. A huge pop star in Cambodia, Namol doesn't conform to Western singing standards, and thank God. Instead, she strays into upper registers where Western singers fear to tread, taking each note through about 6 permutations in the process. But Namol's vocal dexterity doesn't keep her from singing straight pop. Check out the girl group chorus on their first single, Sneebong. Ronnie Spector, Move Over. For all the exuberance, Dengue Fever doesn't ignore Cambodia's turbulent political history, including the years after genocidal dictator Pol Pot came to power in 1975. The song 1,000 Tears of a Tarantula details the last hours of Cambodian pop star Hue Mias. She was executed by the Khmer Rouge after being forced to strip naked and walk in circles, singing for her captors. The song's revolving, psychedelic feel captures, in some small way, the numbing, nightmarish quality of that experience, and countless others that were never told. Guitarist and singer Zach Holtzman actually learned enough Khmer to sing alongside Namol a few times during the album, and I find that Holtzman's voice anchors and even brightens the piercing clarity of Namol's voice. They sound great together on the English language track Made of Steam. Tiny specks of light fall around the earth, falling at the perfect speed, not too fast, not too slow. And that's the thing about Dengue Fever. They're making music that's just Western enough to be familiar and just foreign enough to be exotic. The band cannibalizes global culture and captures the heady spirit of the rock revolution, reinventing it without simply recycling it. Their giddy excitement is real and, dare I say it, infectious.
Sarah Bardeen is a writer living in San Francisco.